Next, our last strategy here is our win back strategy, which we're going to talk a little bit about. Let's say they left, or let's say they churned. How do you get them back? How do you make sure that you are wowing them and staying, you know, delighting them again? It, in all honesty, this is a harder place to win, to get them back. It's harder to get them back than it is to prevent them from leaving in the first place. So this strategy is super important. If there was, out of the three that you would focus on first, obviously, I think we agree, right, Javi, would focus on the first two first before this one, but you can run them all concurrently. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Just this one's a little more challenging. So why don't you talk a little bit about your experience, and you were in a prime position to be won back.
I did. This is, see, I'm telling you, I love it when they're targeting me. I love it. Right here, what you see here is a screenshot from my own newsfeed. I love the Fishdom app. I used to play it every day. And then a few months ago, I got stuck on a really hard level. I couldn't get through. I stopped playing. I just stopped playing. I was bored of doing the same level every day. And I didn't play for about 2 months. And meanwhile, in the meantime, other games had even replaced Fishdom in my daily repertoire. You know, my like, you know, now it's time to shut off my brain and just do silly. You know, I was already doing other games that I downloaded. And this showed up in my newsfeed. And it just said, come back, get free boosters, beat levels faster. You're really missed. All the free boosters, the extra lives. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I need to break through that level, you know. Mm-hmm. I clicked there, and just like they'd advertised, they just showered me in boosters. I blasted through the level, and I've been playing every day since. Wow. You know, it's so true, I really was that prime person. That the one thing I would say is I think they should have predicted before I left, because I think they should have. I, the one thing that they could have done better is they could have not lost me for 2 months if they realized I was getting stuck on a level and give me those boosters then. But they lost me, and hey, they got me back. And they did it because, number one, they went looking for me. They targeted me, and their ad showed up in my Facebook feed. Okay. Yep. They're not going to come back to you if you don't go looking for them.
Yep.
Okay. They're not going to do it on their own accord. The other one was, you know, they found my pain point. Why did I leave? It's easy in an app to say, but you know, I was stuck on a level. Okay, here's a really easy way for that, you know? And you can see if you have, for example, purchasers that you see always only purchase during a sale or with a coupon. And maybe you haven't had sales in a really long time. Maybe that's why they haven't come back.
Yep.
You know, like that's the kind of segmenting that you can think, ah, what is it that they want that will get them back? Don't just go out there and say, hi, remember us? Say, hey, remember us? You can enjoy it the way you used to because X, Y, and Z.
Yes. So huge. That's such a great example. I think we all get that kind of retargeting, you know, one back. My wife is very into Candy Crush. I'm sure she's seen these ads multiple times.
I'm sure she has. It's basically the same game.
Yeah, it's basically
it works the same way.
Game maker. So that's exactly it. And it's about saying, you know, address the reason they left. That personalization is probably so critical in terms of any marketing in general.
Right.
Huge. Great to see that.